This broadcast brought to you by the Capital Group of Companies, Capital Air, Capital Decor, and Caterquip.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, Hazrat Mufti Abdul Qadir Sahib, ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban to you. This beautiful Wednesday morning, Allah Ta'ala grant you, Hazrat, afiyat and good health. And Mufti Sahib, inshaAllah, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum ma salim kareem. Allah Jalla wala accept all your du'as. We say ameen, ameen, ameen. And jazakallahu khairan to our brother Zakaria, all the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Let us make special dua for our brother Junaid Khan, Junaid Mota. Called him Abu Yusuf also, he's the same person. He was coming to the studio and then again he fell very, very ill. So I spoke to his family. Allah Jalla Wala grant him Shifa'i Kamil, Ajil Mustamir. Almighty Allah protect us all from all calamities. Allah grant one and all who are ill and sick complete Shifa. And especially our Junaid Mota, Junaid Khan. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 19th of Zulhijjah, 1445. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 36, Surah Yasin, verses 11 and 12. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala addressing Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and informing the Master, peace be upon him, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Innama. Innama is for hasr and qasr, exclusivity. The people who will receive the optimum, maximum benefit from you, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and your message are the following people. Innama tunziru, and your warning with love and compassion will only be effective completely. Manittaba'a zikra, for those people who follow immaculately the Quran Sharif, the Sunnah Mubarakah. Therefore, Quran teaches us in chapter 15, verse number 9, Inna nahnu nazzalna zikra. Verily, we have revealed this Quran Sharif piecemeal, gradually. Wa inna lahu lahafidun. And surely, we are the ones who protect it, preserve it, and we protect it from all addition, omission, interpolation in its pristine purity. Under this word zikr, the ulama have mentioned that it refers to Quran Sharif and the Sunnah Mubarakah. Almighty Allah will always preserve the Quran Sharif and the Sunnah Nabawiyyah. So therefore, we always should know we have to follow the Quran Sharif and the Sunnah Mubarakah. وَخَشِيَ الرَّحْمَانَ بِالْغَيْبِ. And who else will take optimum benefit? Those who follow immaculately the Quran Sharif and the Sunnah Mubarakah. وَخَشِيَ الرَّحْمَانَ بِالْغَيْبِ. And they fear Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Although we cannot see Almighty Allah. And this fear is based on the love of Almighty Allah. خَشِيَ means, خَشِيَ is the verb. خَشِيَ is the noun, the masdar, the verbal noun. Which means that we inculcate and develop within ourselves such a love for Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla that we do not violate His laws, the commandments of Almighty Allah. We have such respect for Almighty Allah Jalla wa Jalla that we will not violate the Sharia, the divine code. And bil ghaib, remember in our private life, and our public life. Today, majority of us, we are sanctimonious. We have a double identity. In front of people, we're somebody else. And when we alone, we start doing all funny things. So that is Allah protect us from all vices and all types of sin. وَخَشِرْ رَحْمَانَ بِالْغَيْبِ فَبَشِّرْهُ. For such people, announce for them, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, بِمَغْفِرَتِي وَأَجْرٍ كَرِيمٍ. For them is forgiveness and a very, very generous, magnificent reward from Almighty Allah jalla wa ala. I'm not sure, Mawlana Salim Kareem, if you met Hazrat Mawlana Abul Hasan al-Nadwi, نور الله مرقده. Alhamdulillah, we met him several times there in Makkah, Medina, in Karachi, and in India, in Lucknow, and so forth. With Allah's help, Allah's mercy. It's a Friday, it's Ramadan Mubarak, and the year is 1999, the last 10 days of Ramadan Mubarak, and he's reading Surah Yasin, and he reaches this verse. فَبَشِّرْهُ بِمَغْفِرَتِهُ وَأَجْرٍ كَرِيمٍ. Give him great tidings of forgiveness and give him great tidings of a magnificent and a generous reward. Because remember what khidmat service he did for Islam. He passed away about 3-4 days before the 27th night. I was in the Haram Sharif in Makkah in 1999. And on the 27th night, Sheikh Abdullah Subayil, Imam of Makkah Mukarramah, the Haram, for more than 40 years, they announced that they're reading Salatul Janazah, Ghaiban, in Abstentia. In both Haramain, they read on the 27th night, Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Manawara, for Fadilatul Sheikh, Hazrat Mawlana Abul Hasan Nadwi. I started crying, you know, and I said, Ya Allah, what honor you gave this man, that he's the person that he passes away on a Friday in Ramadan while fasting, while reading Surah Yasin, and he reached this verse here, فَبَشِّرْهُ بِمَغْفِرَتِهُ وَأَجْرٍ كَرِيمٍ. And now tonight, he was buried everything in India 2-3 nights after that, 27 night, lo and behold, now we're reading his Salatul Janazah in Abstentia in the Haramain Sharifain. So that is what you call honor in this world, honor in the year after. So why do we have this? Remember the governments, the world people, the Saudi government, United Arab government, the Brunei government, and Jordanian, and so many countries, they gave him so many awards and rewards. I can take an oath and say that he never touched $1 also. Million dollars prizes he would get. He would not touch it and say that these people, I cannot trust, they are income. He would take that and give it to the Mujahideen in Afghanistan, give it to the poor people in India, give it to the poor people in Burma and wherever else. When usne dunya ko laat maar diya, Allah ne itni izzat ata farmai. He kicked the world and the glitter of this world. Allah jalla wa ala gave him such honor in this world and in the year after. A great thought for all of us and food for thought for all of us. Nevertheless, let's continue. Inna, Allah Jalla wa Ala uses the royal pronoun. Inna nahnu nuhyil mauta. Indeed, we, Almighty Allah, stamping His authority, majesty, and Almighty Allah using the royal pronoun as a symbol of respect and reverence. The first meaning will be, Inna nahnu nuhyil mauta. Indeed, we, meaning we alone, exclusively can do this. Nuhyil mauta, we will give life to the dead. You see, when the rain comes, and then all the flowers, the lawn, everything is blossoming. And when there's no rain, everything is withering away, and everything now is getting destroyed, famine, drought, Allah forbid. So we must remember that day of Qiyamah, day of justice, everybody will be resurrected for the accountability, the reckoning, and the account, and everything else that will happen on that day. So that's one meaning. Second meaning, a person is non-Muslim. MashaAllah, on Sunday we had Q&A with Hafiz Wadi, and Brother Ibrahim Anderson sent us a message, and he said 26 people there in Kwakwa are prepared to embrace Islam with Allah's grace, Allah's mercy. We made them Muslim. So that also it means People were dead without Iman, and now Allah gave them life, spiritual life, and gave them Islam and Iman. Inna nahnu nuhyil mauta. Then second, wa naktubu ma qaddamu. And whatever you are sending forth, whatever actions we do for the love of Almighty Allah, not riya and wa sum'ah, not to impress the ears of people or eyes of people, but for the love of Allah, wa naktubu ma qaddamu. So we will record, remember whatever they send forth. So all the good deeds will be accepted and sent forth. But by the same token, the vices we do, that also will be recorded. وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا. On the day of Qiyamah, they will find everything, good, bad, happy, sad. وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا. And Almighty Allah does not deal with anybody with injustice and unfairly. مَا قَدَّمُوا وَآثَارَهُمْ. And the legacy they left behind. So this is the hadith mentioned in Abu Dawood, Muslim Sharif. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا مَاتَ الْإِنسَانِ إِنْ قَتَ أَمَلُهُ. When a person passes away, then all the actions of that person are stopping, finished now. إِلَّا مِنْ ثَلَاثٍ. But three actions will continue even after the demise of that person. And what are those there? So صَدَقَةٌ جَارِيَةٌ. We built a masjid, we put up a madrasa, we started this, radio, Islamic, whatever. So all that will be in our book of deeds. Remember this type of things here. So sadaqah jariyah, people are still benefiting and so forth. Oh, ilmun yuntafahu bihi. We left this legacy of Lord knowledge. Our teachers taught us, we teach other people, they teach others, and it goes on and on and on. All with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Oh, waladun salihun yad'u lahu. Oh, we left pious children, and they are making dua for us post-death, how we think of our parents, how we think of our grandparents, and so forth. Or it could mean ruhani children, spiritual children, our beloved students. Remember that they keep on making dua for us. Yet there's an interesting incident that took place. The hadith is mentioned in Muslim Sharif also. So, and most of the Mufassirin commentators have mentioned it under this portion here, wa atharahum. They were a tribe of people, Banu Salima. And this Banu Salima, they stayed a little bit far from Masjid Nabawi. So now they found like a vacant land, and they came to the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam and suggested, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we want to move and come nearer to the Masjid Nabawi. He, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, told them, no, it's better for you in your circumstance that you stay there. For every footstep you are taking to come to the Masjid, ma qaddamu wa atharahum. وَآثَرَهُمْ. Your footprints are imprinted. لِكُلِّ خُطْوَةٍ حَسَنًا. For every footstep you are taking, you are getting reward. So remember, but for people like us, obviously, because we don't have that pakka iman and iman and kamil, we are weak. So if we come nearer to the masjid and so forth, for us it's better. But this was sahaba, radiallahu anh. They were practicing on taqwa and piety. وَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ أَحْسَيْنَاهُ. And everything we have recorded it, fi imamin mubin. Imam ye means fi kitabin mubin, in the book which will make things clear. So nothing escapes, remember, the mercy of Almighty Allah, or the wrath and punishment of Almighty Allah. Therefore, we are given the wonderful, we must remember, the fadl and grace and bounty of Almighty Allah called Tawbah. Daily, we should repent to Almighty Allah. We all are committing vices and sins. And if we repent sincerely, أَتَّائِبُ مِنَ الزَّمْبِكَ مَلَّا زَمْبَلَا. If the person makes sincere tawbah, and it is accepted in the court of Almighty Allah, then through the grace, mercy of Almighty Allah, is like that person never perpetrated and committed that sin. And we should never be negative in the mercy of Almighty Allah. Chapter 39, verse number 53, La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Never become disillusioned in the mercy of Almighty Allah. People will criticize us, people will condemn us, people have sinister ulterior motives, but remember, Almighty Allah motivates us. Chapter 39, verse 53, Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Verily, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala forgives all the sins, and me and you, sometimes this problem, husband, wife, sometimes parents, children, sometimes friends. So we must learn the quality. Allah tuhibbuna ayyaghfirallahu lakum. Don't you love Allah Ta'ala to forgive you? So if you want Allah to forgive you, so learn to forgive others. So we, I am a teacher, how many a times we have problem with students and so forth. So we keep on forgiving, then Almighty Allah forgives us more and more. So that's a great lesson we should learn from the Quran Sharif and Sunnah Mubarakah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is the 19th of Zulhijjah, 1445, Gaza genocide, and today is day number 264. Here we are presenting to you the local, national, international news, views, interviews. Yesterday our Hamas, with Allah's fadl, Allah's grace, Allah's mercy, destroyed the whole regiment, one can say, of the Jutlas, and sent many of them to hell, and many of them in transit, and the injured going to hell also. So much so, their former minister, I sent it out yesterday. I sent out so many things on all the groups and telegram, and what is important, I put it on my status. We send it out, remember, on X, on Twitter, and so forth. There they are, former minister, previous minister, there Levidor, whatever the Jutla's name. He said that so many Israelis were killed fatalities and casualties, many killed, dispatched to Jahannam, and many wounded. We need many more people to come there, enroll, and come into the army. We're begging for more and more reserves. Can you imagine that? But you know, Jutlas will always come with revenge and so forth and so on. So what they did, then they murdered and martyred Ismail Haniyeh's family. More than 10 people martyred and murdered his sister and so forth. If you know anything about Hamas, then you will know Hamas were formed in 1987, and Sheikh Ahmad Yassin, rahimahullah, was the founder, a paraplegic from his neck downwards, and 2004 martyred by Ariel Sharon, the war criminal. Then the second person was the Amir and leader, Dr. Abdul Aziz Rantisi. He also was martyred and killed by Ariel Sharon, the war criminal, butcher of Beirut. And then the third Amir is he, Ismail Haniyeh. So obviously he can't be staying there in Gaza, Palestine, because every day they will try and attack him. So he's there in Doha, in Qatar. But there's so much pressure on the Qatari people, president and whatever leader. So he'll be leaving there and going now to Iraq. Remember that. You know Al Jazeera is also closed permanently in Israel. So there are many problems for them also. So therefore now he'll be moving, Ismail Haniyeh, and the Hamas leadership will be going from Qatar to Iraq now. So that is what we are. Haniyeh gave a message to the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel. Your murdering and martyring of my family makes no difference. Our jihad, our struggle will continue. We will liberate Palestine with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. The global narrative has changed, and we see majority Muslim, non-Muslim, people of justice and conscience are pro-Palestine. And you can see how the landscape has changed among the Jews also in America, the youth and so forth. That majority of them are fed up with the Israeli government and their terrorism and occupation. So therefore, you see, even yesterday images coming through, how they are burning the children and killing the Palestinians. Allah Ta'ala grant our martyrs, our shuhada, Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la, the highest stages in Jannah. Allah Ta'ala grant them victory. May Almighty Allah decimate, destroy the enemies of Islam. Listen to how Benjamin Netanyahu, BB, the war criminal butcher of Gaza, is humiliated. The Israeli High Court, Supreme Court, whatever it is, so they passed a verdict that the ultra-Orthodox Jews must be drafted into the army. There must be no exceptions and exemptions, exclusions. So that's a big blow. You must remember that. This can lead to civil war there. Quran Kareem taught us about all this. Surah 59, verse 14. Ba'asuhum bainahum shadeed. The war among themselves is so severe, there'll be infighting, civil war. Tahsabuhum jami'a wa qulubuhum shatta. You think that they are united while their hearts are totally fragmented. Zalika bi'annahum qawmun la yaqilun. They are a people who got no aql and no brains. So this is what the Quran is teaching us. So we must always understand what is the message of the Quran Sharif. So 3,000 recruitment of our ultra-Orthodox into the army. They need immediately 3,000 people. The Attorney General has said so. So there's big problems there now. Bibi Netanyahu's wife, another also war criminal, and also one who just says destroy the Palestinians. So Bibi's wife is Sarah. So Sarah says that the IDF chief, the leader of the IDF, the Israeli Diaper Force, Defense Force, wants to, remember, overthrow Bibi Netanyahu. So that is what she told the hostages family and so forth. So they don't know who to trust. Everyone is worried, who's going to stab me in the back? U.S. sanctions Iran's the shadow banking network. So now they can't stick it. They want everybody must be under their control, America, but they're losing control. And now they know they're getting a good hiding also in Ukraine from Putin and company. Therefore, we like Putin. So remember that if anything you do and they don't like it, they will just put sanctions. So Russia and North Korea, Iran and other countries told America, you go to hell, we will do what we want to. India accuses Canada of glorifying terrorism. Now imagine the ties between India and Canada, not good at all. And all-out war in Lebanon will be a total defeat and disaster for Israel. Where is that? In your Haaretz newspaper. Every Jutla, Jutli, Jew, Zionist should read that. If all-out war breaks, there will be total defeat for Israel. Can you imagine? They fear Hezbollah. They can't even defeat Hamas. So what will Hezbollah, Iran, and all these forces do? Bring Taliban in the mix, mashallah. So then you will see the puppets will dance. They will see stars daytime, the haramis. Modi of India, the butcher of Gujarat, will meet Putin in Moscow. The ties are really flourishing between Moscow and Russia and between India there. So you see, yeah, five people, remember, South Africans were passed away during the Hajj. So that is from Foreign Affairs. So you must remember, none of them because of the heat wave and so forth, all due to, you understand, illness, sickness. Allah grant all of them Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Five people killed there in Nairobi, in Kenya, and the parliament also set ablaze. So big problems there because the government wants to impose taxes on bread and milk and so many other things. So people are fed up, remember that. So Bantu Holomisa, you know that General Bantu, he says the DA is blackmailing the ANC. So that is what we see in our beloved country. According to the leaked, you know, we get leaked news also. They say today, most probably, we can't say 100%, most probably we will know who is in the cabinet and who are the ministers and so forth and so on. So we are hopeful that at least the GNU, we must know which direction they are taking. But remember, when you have people like Zizi Kodwa and all of them who are guilty of corruption, but they are MPs and so forth, so then it leaves very little hope for optimism. So you need a clean government and so forth. Otherwise, the corruption will just continue and the criminality will just continue. Today, Wednesday, Masha'Allah al-Aziz, and the 19th of Zulhijjah, 1445, our programs will be 8:30 to 9. Mufti Farhan Karani will be interviewed by Mawaz Ahid Khan. 11 to 12, inshallah, bliss of marriage. Then 1 to 2, tafsir of the noble, glorious Quran. Today is Wednesday afternoon. Then it's time for du'as. You know, we are addressing the world. So many places is afternoon already. We and New Zealand, 10-hour difference. So wherever you are, and it's afternoon already, so this is your time for dua. And we should take our time and make time. We all all have needs, we all have impediments, we all have challenges in life. Allah has made it such, and we make dua to Almighty Allah Jalla, Allah grant all our martyrs Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Allah make our khatima ending on Iman and Islam. Allah grant all those who are ill and sick Shifa'i Kamil, especially our Junaid Khan. Allah Jalla wa'ala make it easy and grant him Shifa'i Kamil. Jima Salim Kareem, we have 20 minutes left till 6 o'clock. So inshallah, let's carry on with the sharp shoot Q&A, inshallah.
Mufti Sahab, do I have to pay zakat from my monthly salary?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. When we look at zakat, zakat is 2.5% after your necessities and expenses. So let's say your wages are 5,000, 10,000, 20,000, 30,000, whatever it is. So after your expenses are paid, then on the balance, and then remember one lunar year must pass, then remember your zakat will be compulsory. And the nisab nowadays, you must remember, will be 8,000, 9,000. It fluctuates. So anyway, so we rather work on those numbers there. And we pay zakat rather than looking for loopholes and not paying zakat. Another issue you must remember that in this day and this age, it's very difficult for people to pay zakat lump sum. Some people have to pay 1 million, some have to pay 100,000, 50,000, 10,000, 20,000. So it's very good idea that every day or every week or every month we pay it and we stagger the payment. So that's very good. But always remember, the recipients of zakat must be Muslim. Surah 9, verse number 60. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned that the 8 categories of people entitled to receive zakat in Surah 9, chapter 9, Surah Tawbah, verse 60. So yes, brother, inshallah, you keep on paying zakat. Allah Jalla wa Ala will protect your assets and your wealth. The hadith in the Maras Seal of Abu Dawood, Hassinu amwalakum bis zakat. And in the Quran Sharif, Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala teaches us, وَمَا آتَيْتُمْ مِنْ زَكَاتٍ تُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ. When a person pays the zakat solely, only for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah, not for name and fame, then وَمَا آتَيْتُمْ مِنْ زَكَاتٍ تُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مُضْعِفُونَ. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala will reward that person, and it will be multiplied many, many fold. We paid 1,000, Allah will give us 10,000, 20, 30, 40, 50,000 out of His grace and mercy. Chapter 30, Surah Rum, and verse number 39.
Mufti Sahab, how does a Muslim respond on hearing the death of a non-Muslim? Do we say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, or condolences? Or is it permissible to say RIP?
Remember that Almighty Allah has made it very clear in the noble Quran. When a person passes away and that person is a non-Muslim, that person there and now he or she passed away on any faith besides Islam, so then we got nothing to do with that person. We must remember that, and it's haram to participate in any form or any shape. Surah 9, Surah Tawbah, verse 84. وَلَا تُصَلِّ عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ مَاتَ أَبَدًا وَلَا تَقُمْ عَلَىٰ قَبْرِ. You cannot go and pray for them. You can't say RIP, rest in peace. You can't say the person will go to heaven. You can't be going there and participating in a memorial service. You can't go to the graveyard and cemetery. Nothing of that sort you can do. Absolutely haram. And if people start saying that these type of things are permissible, you go out of the fold of Islam. You're rejecting this verse. Surah number 9, verse number 84. So we need to be very careful and circumspect in this regard. We don't have to curry favor with any person, any organization, any politician, or any government. Remember, we have to promote the deen of Islam, and we have to make sure we're not apologetic and compromising on Islam and encroaching on the Sharia. So that is what Islam is teaching us. But maybe it's your neighbor, maybe it's a person you went to school with, or whatever. So he or she passed away when all their body, the body is taken away for burial or cremation or whatever, and then you send a message to that family or you go there to offer condolences, you sympathize with them, so that will be permissible and acceptable. But to participate in it in any form, totally haram and not permissible. Regarding the word inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, yes, we will say it for Muslims. Quran teaches us we should say it. And idha asabathum musiba qalu inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. It's not only when people pass away. We know nowadays you have load shedding. Now you get here in Gauteng, in our areas here, 37 days, there will be water interruptions, they say, you understand, water maintenance. So sometimes you open your tap, no water. Sometimes you press the switch, no lights. So you say, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. So that also is part of Islam. And if you open Mishkat Sharif, you will find that sometimes the light went off, meaning the candle, whatever they use. So it was taught to them, say, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. So open the noble Quran, Surah 2, and verses 155, 156, 157. So when a Muslim person passes away, we will say, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. When non-Muslim people pass away, politician or whoever, then remember that we cannot be saying that, not permissible for us, and no participation, remember.
Mufti Saab, do you think the government of national unity is a plot and plan of the West to bring in their DA puppets?
Obviously, you must remember that South Africa is a very, very rich country. The amount of gold, platinum, other natural resources we have and so forth. So that's why they keep South Africa afloat, you must remember. They have too many assets here and so forth and so on. You see, Kissinger died when he was 100 years old, right? So actually for him, you must say he fracked. Fracked in Afrikaans means to die like a dog, because the harm he caused the Muslims and people. Go to Cambodia and those places, then you will understand what war crimes they committed. Nevertheless, let's go on with the issue. So he said America and them do not have friends. They have interests, so they will use you, they will milk you, they will use you, and after that, they will just dump you. So that is what the West does, and that is their history for the past 200-300 years. You must remember that. What do they do, colonizing all these countries and so forth? They'll give them crumbs, and the bulk they will take away. So they feel, you must remember, when they look at all the parties, they look at ANC, they look at EAFF, they look at MK, they will say that, you know, we cannot trust these parties. Let us work with the DA and so forth, and at least we will get the dollar and we will get the economy going and so forth and so on. So that is what they will look at. Obviously, you saw what happened, that the dollar rate, the same day when the GNU and all that was, you understand, mentioned, and the DA is likely to play a prominent role, you saw what happened. The dollar broke the rate, you understand. It went less than 18 rand per dollar. It went to 17, 92, 95, 98, like that. So they must remember, so that is how they played the game. You must remember that. And if you don't listen, then your economy will go and suffer, and then the people will suffer. So that is how they have a stranglehold on people. So definitely you must remember the whiteys and the white hegemony will back the DA, and they will back Israel and so forth. Not once will they make a public statement to say that the Israeli government or Netanyahu or Ben-Gvir or Smotrich are war criminals publicly. They'll never say that. You must remember that. Therefore, our fatwa was before election until today is that to vote for the DA, remember, is haram and not permissible.
Mufti Saab, kindly explain the best form of sadaqa for marhums.
The best form of charity for marhum is mentioned in the hadith itself. Open Mishkat Sharif. Sa'd bin Ubada radiallahu ta'ala anhu comes to Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and says, Inna umma Sa'adin qad tuwfiyat. Imagine a Sahabi comes. We are ordinary mortals, we are ordinary sinners, ordinary people. But when our beloved mother passes away, we cry so much even after years when we think of them, because there's special bond between mother and child. So she gave birth to us, she carried us, she breastfed us, she nurtured us. So many things they did for us. And all out of love, remember that. There was no hidden agenda and ulterior motive and so forth. Now these are Sahabi. He comes to the Master, alayhi salatu wasalam, Ya Rasulullah, Inna umma usa'adin qad tuwfiyat. My mother passed away, what should I do? Qala al-ma, hiya habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam told him water. فَحَفَرَ بِئْرًا فَقَالَ هَذِهِ لِأُمِّ سَعْدٍ. Go open Mishkat Sharif, you'll find it there. So he went, he dug up a borehole, and he dug up a well, and so forth, and dedicated to his mother. So remember my advice to our people, Muslims, that we should not have ablution blocks or water or wells and all that in this rich areas and so forth. They just abuse it and nobody a big qadr and appreciates it. Remember that. Go to townships, go to those places where they have to walk 5, 10, 20 kilometers just to get 5 liter, 10 liter water and so forth. Even if the whole community is non-Muslim, remember that. That will be the great, great generosity on your part that you have. Humanity at large, you must remember that. Every drop of water, they will appreciate it. Remember this type of things. And that's the example Allah gives us, the noble Quran. فَأَمَّا الزَّبَدُ فَيَذْبُ جُفَاءً. You know, Masalim Kareem, mashallah, that you go very often to Durban. We fly normally to Durban and so forth. And what we see, that when we see the bird's eye view from on top, magnificent. فَأَمَّا الزَّبَدُ. When you see that the ocean, the sea, you see the bubbles and the foam on top. So that is a sign. That's a sign of falsehood, because the bubble and the foam do not last there all the time. وَأَمَّا مَا يَنْفَعُ النَّاسِ. And that which will be an asset to humanity, and that is the water, so that will last. فَيَمْكُسُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. So that will remain. Remember this. How many people's name we take? Imam Shafi'i, Imam Abu Hanifa, Sheikh Abul Hassan al-Nadwi. So we just took their name. These are the giants of Islam, you must remember. كَذَلِكَ يَدْرِبُ اللَّهُ الْأَمْثَالِ. This is how Almighty Allah sets forth and gives his example of haq and batil, of truth. We are the pure water to quench the thirst of people, their spiritual thirst. Today, 7 billion people plus who are non-Muslims are looking and searching for something. Today Allah has blessed us with the Capital Group, the Markaz Sahaba, and Radio Al-Ansar International, and all this. So we are there to now quench the spiritual thirst of humanity. How many non-Muslims are listening to the program? Even they realize something is missing in their life. There's a vacuum. So we must become the water, spiritual water, and not the bubble and the foam. So that's the beautiful example Almighty Allah sets forth in the noble Quran, chapter 13, surah 13, and verse number 17. All of us, our parents are alive, we are alive, alhamdulillah. All our parents have passed away with Iman, Islam. So make some arrangements for water, whether it be one tap also, whether it be 5 liter water, whether permanently we have a borehole, we have a well. If we can't sponsor the whole thing, 30, 40, 50, 100,000, depending where it is. So even 1,000, even 100 rand is fine. But do something for them. From this Hadith Sharif, we learn that water is the best. Water is Abi Hayat, is the essence of life. No water, we all die. So imagine what great advice Rahmatul Alameen, Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave humanity and posterity.
Mufti Sahib, kindly explain the method of Salatul Awwabin.
Salatul Awwabin is the term which the fuqaha, the jurists, have used for the namaz that is read after Maghrib time. So let's just example, obviously. Let's say now it's Maghrib time, sunset has taken place, right? So remember, the Imam Sahib read the Maghrib Salah 3 rakats. We are behind the Imam. The men and the women read their 3 rakats Salat at home. So now the minimum amount of rakats for Awabin is 6 rakats. The maximum is 20 rakats. The hadith is weak, but is acceptable in Fadail, in Tirmidhi. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if you read 6 rakats after Maghrib Salat, وَلَمْ يَتَكَلَّمْ بَيْنَهُنَّ بِسُوءٍ, and in between you didn't speak some nonsense and all that, who's winning the World Cup, the Cricket World Cup, Soccer World Cup, and who's winning this, and all, this all nonsense talk, futile talk, all that. So you don't talk nonsense and haram things in between. Then that person, yeah, you must remember, will get 12 years ibadat reward. So your 2 rakat sunnat and muakkada, you include that also, it's fine. Then you read another 2 rakat, another 2 rakat, so then 6 rakat. So like that you read, so then you'll get 12 years ibadat reward. You read 20 rakat, 2, 2, 2, 2, right through, 10 times. So Allah Jalla Wala will bless you with a big palace in Jannah, inshaAllah Aziz. That is according to fuqaha and jurists. And if you study the hadith in Muslim Sharif, the muhaddiseen call Salatul Duha, you know, that what our people call Chash Namaz. So they read it 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. So the muhaddiseen, they use that hadith and they say Salatul Awabin refers to Salatul Duha. Muhaqqiqin ulama, the ulama who go in great depth, you understand, and research. Then according to Hanafis also, Shafis, Maliki, somebody is there, but Hanafis also, that the fatwa is on this, the verdict is on this, 15 minutes or so after sunrise, you read 2 rakat Salatul Ishraq or 4 rakat Salatul Ishraq, and thereafter you read 2 rakat, 4 rakat, 8 rakat, whatever, Salatul Duha, 15 minutes after sunrise. So all that is acceptable and permissible. So that in Muslim Sharif, the Hadith Kitab is called Salatul Awabin. But you call your Salat after Maghrib Salatul Awabin, no problem with that. Awab means to turn more and more to Almighty Allah. Ni'm al-abd innahu awab. Allah Jalla Wala uses the word in the Noble Quran. Allah give us tawfiq that we read our 5 daily Salat and all the other Salats as well.
Mufti Sahib, is Jannat only for Muslims? And what about the people before Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam?
Remember, yeah, there are 3 issues. Issue number 1 is children. So people who have not attained the age of puberty from Nabi Adam alayhi salam's time, from the time of Adam and Eve, right till the last baby to be born, if he or she passed away before obtaining the age of puberty, maturity, through the fadl, mercy, grace of Almighty Allah, all will go to Jannah, whether their names are Tom, Dick and Mary or whatever else. Okay, so that's one issue we agree on. We reach consensus on that. Because they're not mukallaf, they don't oblige, you understand, and they're children. So you must remember, through the fadl, grace of mercy, inshallah, they all will go to Jannah and paradise. That's one. 2, Almighty Allah in the Quran Sharif have mentioned 3 categories of people who will never enter Jannah and never go to paradise. But this is applicable to those people who are sane and mature. I give you the references and read the verses for you. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us in Surah 33, Surah Ahzab, chapter 33, verses 64, 65. Inna Allah la'ana al-kafirin. Verily Almighty Allah has cursed the non-Muslims. Wa'adda lahum sa'ira. Almighty Allah has already prepared for them the blazing fire, the inferno. Khalidina fiha abada. They will dwell and stay in Jahannam, the hellfire, forever and ever. Eternal doom and gloom. Allah protect us. La yajiduna waliya wa la nasira. For them there'll be no protector, no helper. Chapter 33, verses 64-65. What is the example of kafirin? They reject Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah forbid. They reject the Quran Sharif. They reject, you must remember, the articles of faith of Islam. So such people are kafir. They are non-Muslim, remember that. And they are sane and mature. So these are the consequences. Chapter 4, verse 48. Surah 4, verse 48. Inna Allah la yaghfiru an yushraka bihi. That verily those people remember who committed shirk. They worship idols, they worship this, they worship that. They say Jesus is son of God and so forth. Allah will never ever forgive those people who associated, ascribed somebody, something with him, partners and so forth. So they also say that mature, dispatched to hell forever. Allah protect us. Third, Surah 4, verse 145. Allah is the sole judge. So today there are so many people like this. They will tell you outwardly they're Muslim, but inside they don't have the true belief in the inner recesses of their heart. But Allah is the sole judge. We don't know what is in the heart of people. So Surah 4, chapter 4, verse number 145. Inna al-munafiqina fi dark al-asfali min an-nar. That the people were hypocrites. Remember their hide, whatever they are concealing in their hearts. So they will end up in Jahannam, the lowest, lowest layer of Jahannam. And Allah forbid, Allah protect us. Min an-nifaq, hypocrisy. Wal kufri, blasphemy. Wal shirki, polytheism, idol worship. People who came before Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's time, if they believe in the oneness of Allah, they believe in the prophets of that time, they believe in the divine books and scriptures, they go to Jannah. If a person is in such a remote place that nothing reached him, then minimum requirement, he must believe in the oneness of Allah jalla wa ala, then for him or her is Jannah. Jazakallah khairan wa salim kareem. Jazakallah khairan my brother Zakaria. Allah jalla wa ala reward all of you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Mufti Saab, may Allah ta'ala grant you afiyat and good health. Inshallah, we could now go for the 6 o'clock news. Till tomorrow morning, inshallah, fi amanillah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
This broadcast brought to you by the Capital Group of Companies, Capital Air, Capital Decor, and Kate Equip.